This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. One of Republican U.S. Senate nominee Todd Akin's key endorsements is now in jeopardy. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The Missouri Farm Bureau's Political Action Committee, FarmPAC, overwhelmingly endorsed Akin over Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill. But that was before he made his controversial statement that a woman's body can prevent pregnancy in cases of, quote, legitimate rape. Chris Finwald, who edits publications for the Missouri Farm Bureau, confirms that the Bureau's county leaders are rethinking their endorsement of Akin.
FarmPAC chairmen are working with Missouri Farm Bureau staff to develop a process for this reconsideration to take place.
Finwald indicates they're in uncharted territory. If they withdraw their endorsement, Farm Bureau PAC members would then decide whether to endorse someone else or make no endorsement. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Officials with the Akin campaign have so far not responded to requests for a comment. Columbia could seek voter approval to raise taxes to pay for a new terminal at the Columbia Regional Airport. That's according to an article in the Columbia Missourian. A new report shows cities like Columbia are authorized to impose a hotel tax of up to 7% to fund the promotion, operation, and development of tourism. The report also says the city could legally levy a fee on each occupied hotel room. Kansas City has such a fee, charging hotels and motels $1.50 per occupied room. Mayor Bob McDavid, several city officials, and business leaders have called for a new terminal. They say it's needed to accommodate the extra passengers the airport will receive when flights between Columbia and Orlando International Airport begin November 20th. The University of Missouri is trying to mend fences with authors while restoring the reputation and funding of its academic press. The university announced plans in June to close the press, prompting outrage in academic community. Some authors demanded their publishing rights returned. The decision was reversed last Tuesday when university officials said the press would continue to produce books and digital publications. University officials plan to shift control from the press of the four-campus university system to the Columbia campus. Former Missouri Chancellor Richard Wallace is leading a team that will guide the transition. He says one of the top priorities will be working to persuade authors to stay with the press. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports financing is another concern, and financial support is being worked out. Visitors to Missouri conservation areas will once again be allowed to have campfires. That's thanks to rain from the remnants of Tropical Storm Isaac this Labor Day weekend. The Missouri Department of Conservation had issued a fire ban in June for its public properties because of the hot and dry summer. But the department has now lifted that burn ban, which had affected the nearly 1,000 conservation areas that it manages. The agency says there may be some parts of the state that did not receive as much rain from the recent storm, but it believes the fire danger will be reduced enough to lift the ban. The department says managers of conservation areas could still reimpose bans for specific sites if they believe the fire danger is too high. The University of Missouri received a minor facelift last week for its inaugural SEC season. Maintenance crews installed four new oval tiger logos on both Providence Road and College Avenue overpasses. Emily Jansen is the director of athletic strategic communications and marketing for the Mizzou Tigers. She says that this was just another transition process for MU into the SEC.
As far as the timeline of coming things, there's going to be a lot of stuff that happens in a transition period that are things that happen behind the scenes that aren't necessarily public things like changing a logo or putting SEC logos on a field surface.
Jansen listed other cosmetic changes that MU has already implemented, including SEC logos on other facility field surfaces and new uniforms for athletic teams. She also explained that this whole transition process would continue well past MU's inaugural year as the Tigers look to cement themselves as competitive contenders in the SEC. A hot summer gave Missourians plenty of reasons to want to cool off at state swimming park beaches, and a drought seems to have helped offer more opportunities to do so. Water testing records show bacteria has been high enough to close state park beaches less frequently than during the past 2 years. The results show bacteria were high a dozen times at beaches this spring and summer. That is less than half the frequency of 2011, and just a fraction of the nearly four dozen times in 2010. High bacteria did not force any state park beaches to be closed this year from late May through the last week of July. Observers say one reason for fewer beach closings is the drought. A suburban St. Louis school district has ousted its superintendent. The Hazelwood School Board decided last week to remove Superintendent Steve Price as he was beginning his third year with the district. In announcing the decision, the district said new leadership is needed to guide the district at this important juncture. Hazelwood met 9 of the 14 standards on the state's annual performance reports released last month. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Price came to Hazelwood in 2010 from Ohio. The board in his previous district bought out his contract 2 years before it expired. Price replaced Chris Nicastro. She left Hazelwood to become the new state education chief. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.